USA Radio News, I'm Victor Paul. The UK's Home Secretary has signed an order to extradite WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange to the US, where he faces espionage charges. Australian Broadcasting European correspondent Nicholas Dole reports.
The British Home Secretary, Priti Patel, has decided that there is no compelling reason why she should not approve the extradition of Julian Assange to the United States on espionage charges. That comes after he was denied a Supreme Court appeal back in March.
A London court issued a formal extradition order back in April, leaving Patel to rubber stamp his transfer to the U.S. A blanket of hot air stretching from the Mediterranean to the North Sea is bringing much of Western Europe its first heat wave of the summer, with temperatures Friday exceeding 86 degrees from London to Paris. Tourists dunk their feet in fountains near the Eiffel Tower. This is USA Radio News.
Paid for by GovMint.com.
Have you heard? The United States Mint has issued the Morgan Silver Dollar for the first time in 100 years. Not only that, but they are also minted in 99.9% pure silver for the first time ever in history. Coin experts are calling this an amazing opportunity for anyone that knows the enduring popularity of Morgans. But you must hurry. Only 175,000 legal tender silver dollars were issued. These Morgan Silver Dollars are brand new, bright and shiny legal tender coins minted by the iconic Philadelphia Mint. Just call 1-800-888-7630 and you are guaranteed a new 99.9% pure silver Morgan dollar. The first time in history this has happened. But with limited quantities, you must call now to order. To learn more, call 1-800-888-7630. If you order now, you will receive a free collector bonus, a $25 value free with every order. Call 1-800-888-7630 now to secure your new Morgan silver dollars before they are gone. That's 1-800-888-7630.
The Ukrainian cabinet approved a resolution on Friday to bar Russian citizens from entering Ukraine without a visa. The move is likely to be viewed as symbolic, given that the borders between Russia and Ukraine have remained closed since Moscow invaded its neighbor on February 24th and Kyiv severed diplomatic ties with Moscow. The visa requirement, which is set to take effect July 1st, nevertheless represents a significant change to the ease of travel previously permitted. The Netherlands said Thursday it has stopped a Russian intelligence officer from gaining access as an intern to the International Criminal Court in The Hague. The court is investigating possible war crimes committed by Russia in Ukraine. The alleged Russian spy, purporting to be Brazilian, was refused entry into the Netherlands in April and was sent back to Brazil on the first flight out. This is USA Radio News.
Here at Total Wine & More, our amazing selection means you'll always
love what you find.
Dad, what are you doing here?
Just getting a sneak peek at my Father's Day gifts.
Well, I was thinking of getting you this Barrel Select bourbon.
That's a really nice bottle.
And Total Wine has it at the totally lowest price.
Wow, you always were my favorite.
Thanks, Dad.
Talking to the bourbon, sweetie.
Love what you find, like the perfect gift for Dad at the perfect price. Only at Total Wine & More.
And drink responsibly. B21.
A deputy sheriff fatally shot a motorist during a physical altercation after the deputy pulled a car over in western Michigan's Allegan County. The deputy was conducting a traffic stop Thursday night when the altercation occurred. The deputy fired his weapon at least once, killing the driver. Sheriff Frank Baker told WOOD-TV the driver was the only person inside the vehicle. After the shooting, the deputy was taken to the hospital to be evaluated, but Sheriff Baker says the officer's injuries are not believed to be life-threatening. Japan's Supreme Court ruled Friday that the government is not liable for the 2011 Fukushima nuclear crisis, dismissing thousands of evacuees' demands that the state, not just the utility, pay compensation for damage to their lives. The ruling was the first by the top court on government responsibility for the nuclear disaster in four compensation lawsuits filed by about 3,700 Fukushima residents. If you're feeling stumped by all the bells and whistles on new cars, you're not alone in your confusion. A new survey from OnePoll reveals that 44% of owners find their cars confusing. Half say they don't even know the size of the engine, or how to pop the hood, or refill their windshield washer fluid. 3 in 10 drivers are also unaware of how to put air in the tires, and 1 in 4 can't locate the dipstick. I'm Victor Paul, USA Radio News.